Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soulflower Psychic Readings. I'm your host, Brandon Thompson, and I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. I know we're going to see some beautiful soulflowers come through, and I look forward to speaking to each one of my callers that do come in. I know that sometimes in the past it's been hard to get to everybody. I appreciate your patience for holding on and waiting, and I've got an hour for the show, and so I try to get into as many people as I can, and it's very important that I speak to each one of you. I love doing the soul flower readings. It's a passion of mine, and so I take a lot of joy in providing soul flower readings. It's just something that I keep to my heart, and it's something I'm going to continue doing for a long time. So I just hope that everybody finds as much joy in receiving the reading as I do give them. So one thing about a soul flower reading is that the flower that comes through for you is a present time energy reading. And so the flower that I see for you is kind of telling me where you're at on your path. And the flower is going to tell me if you're an old soul or if you're a young soul. It can bring up some contracts that you may have. A lot of flowers are going to be many different colors. They can be leaning one way to tell me if you're on your path or if you're not on your path. So sometimes these flowers are animated, or a person may come through. Can give me. Sometimes a flower can be out in a field, and it can just give me a feeling of what's going on. So the information that I get is in my mind's eye. So I see a lot of pictures when I do these readings, and then sometimes I may get a feeling, or I may just have a knowing about what's going on with you. And so, but the majority of everything is through clairvoyance. It's my mind's eye that I can see. And so sometimes it can be difficult to tell you what I do see, and may have to ask one of my guides to clarify some things or give me some more information so I can try to get that information to you, and hopefully it makes sense of how it comes across. But whatever I do tell you should make sense with what's going on in your life currently. So it's you never know what's going to come up. So many different flowers that I see in a lot of different colors, and sometimes they coordinate with your chakras, and with those colors, the chakras, you know, through your root all the way to your crown, can tell me kind of what's going on, if they're wide open, or maybe if they're blocked, or if they're shut down. Whatever information comes across is what I'm going to try to get that information to you. So today is February 11th, and it is the last day of Mercury retrograde, and I can tell you that I am happy about that, because Mercury hit me hard this time. There's been a lot of things going on with the computer and communication and delays and setbacks, and it's just, you really got to have your patience when you have Mercury retrograde, and boy, did it test me this time, and I'm just grateful that it goes direct, and tomorrow I feel it's almost like a brand new day and a step in the right direction, which means going forward. So there's a lot of good things that are on the horizon that are coming up, and I'm just glad to be done with this Mercury retrograde, and it's been a tough one. So along with these Soulflower Psychic Readings, let's get to that. I just want to go into a little bit about that. And so, like I said, it's an energy reading that's about present time. And so when I take your call, I'm going to go ahead and ask you to give me your full name. If you're not comfortable with that, just give me your first name. That's fine, too. And we'll see what kind of energy comes across and what kind of flower comes in for you. Now, the flower can be any kind, can be any color, can be animated. There could be feelings with it. And so I'm going to interpret everything that the flower is showing me, which should correlate with what's going on in your life at present time. And so it can give me a lot of information about relationships, or maybe even a career, or even your health. And so sometimes, or the majority of the time, I'll just see exactly what direction I need to go. So there's something that will pop right out, I want to get right to it, and I'll explain it to you, and hopefully that makes sense. And so it can be a lot of information. And after I looked at what flower you are and kind of told you what's going on with that, go ahead and ask me one question, and it can be whatever it is you're called to ask. So please do ask me a question. And the flower that I do see for you, I'll try to give you a little bit more information about what that flower means. Not exactly what is going on with your life, but just for an example, like a carnation, there's a certain meaning about a carnation, and so I'll tell you about that information after we've done the reading. So at this point, I would like to take our first caller, and let's start with that. So hang on just a moment. Hi, welcome to Soulflower Psychic Readings.
Hi, my name is Mike.
Hey, Mike, how are you this evening?
I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. Have you listened to the show before?
No, it's the first time checking it out.
All right. Well, thank you so much. So as I explained before, is that I just ask you to give me your full name, or first name is fine too, and then I'll see what kind of flower comes up, and I'll just kind of tune into your energy and see what information comes through. So why don't you go ahead and give me your full name, or your first name is fine, and I'll see what comes through.
Michael Jox.
All right, so I've got a flower that is, you've got a very long stem, which means that you've got a lot of past lives. You've been on Earth for a long time. You're an old soul that I can see what's going on. So I've got a sunflower for you, okay? And this thing is like you have been around a long time. And so when I'm looking at this this sunflower, the flower comes up and it kind of curves off a little bit to the left, but it feels like there is, like the flower is very heavy for the stem that it is. So it seems like you've got so much wealth and information within you, within your flower, that your foundation's not being able to hold you about where you are. And so it seems like your foundation and everything that is connected to it is kind of in a thin line right now. And it just feels like you're carrying a lot of load for what your foundation is able to carry. Does that make sense to you?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, so you're just carrying this heavy load, and so this sunflower, when I look at it, it's kind of looking around. It's got a giant eye, and it kind of reminds me of that Pixar glass. Do you know at the beginning of those movies, the Pixar light? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Possibly. I mean, it doesn't register right away, but I can look it up.
Sure, no problem. Anyway, so this flower is just kind of looking around, and so we've got the petals that are very gold. So what I'm getting is that there's a very like the solar plexus is what I'm going to equate this to. You've got a very strong solar plexus, and about, so I feel like you're very confident about who you are. I feel like you're very sure of yourself, and that you are knowing what's going on, who you are, what you're doing. When I'm also looking at the sunflower, the center of it is just kind of popping. I feel like there's every now and then some bright ideas that come up, and then there's also some heavy questions that are also coming up too, because when I look at the center of this flower, these question marks keep popping out at the center of this flower. So I feel like you've got a lot of questions, and then I feel like there's also just some old energy that you want to release, because when I'm looking at this, there's just something about, I'm getting the vision of steps, taking the step in the right direction is also correlating with these questions that you have. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. But the biggest thing that stands out is that the stem just shows that you're an old soul and that you've been around a long time. So do you have a certain question about the flower or anything going on in your life that you want to know more about?
Yeah, no, the flower in that you picked, you know, it seems really right. I've kind of opened up in regards to my own mediumship and looking to kind of take that to the next level. But I've also been in the business world for the past 10 years, and, you know, a few things came to an end, and I'm just kind of right now looking for a passion. You know, I get out in nature. I hike in the mountains here where I'm at in Arizona and everything like that, and just trying to the one thing, physical exercise or whatever, has always been good for me mentally. But, you know, I'm still just trying to get to, you know, find that career path that I'm passionate behind. I had been passionate about my career prior, but like I said, things had come, you know, deals had fallen through and so forth. Mm-hmm. And now I'm just kind of in a, took a job just to take care of the day-to-day
stuff. Get by.
Sure. And exactly, and I'm just trying to figure it out, and it's frustrating me that I can't come up with something to be passionate like I was to move forward.
Right. Okay. So first off, the sunflower is very representative of mediumship and spirituality. So that may be one thing, because when you look at any of the spiritual churches and mediumship practices, the sunflower is very iconic to that of the spiritual churches and spirit in itself about a sunflower. And so look that information up about the sunflower and spiritual churches. That'll just give you some information about how, as the sun rises, the sunflower opens up and turns its face to the love and light, basically. Mm-hmm. There's look that up, and that'll give you a lot of information, because the mediumship and the sunflower go hand in hand, and when you mention that, it makes sense. And also when I was saying about taking steps, and then also releasing some old energy, that's that old career, I believe, that you had. Mm-hmm. And now we're looking for that passion and everything. So I have all these questions that I saw were popping up in your head or in your flower about, you know, what do I need to do, what direction. And so there's a real heaviness also that I mentioned about your flowers going off. And do you ever feel like you're being too hard on yourself about, you know, pressure or carrying too much of a load? Yeah, and so that you need to kind of lighten up a little bit. And, you know, and because we all have a journey and we all have a path about what we're supposed to be on, but we still question every day, what am I supposed to do? How am I going to go about doing it? What is my passion? Where should I be right now? Do you do any meditation? Do you sit quietly and just allow things to be, you know, kind of flow in and out of your mind? Do you do that?
Yeah, I have about a 6 or 7 year practice, and I think that's how this kind of all opened up. And again, I sometimes of late haven't been doing it as diligently as I need to.
Mm-hmm. So do you do anything with art, or is art a passion of yours? Because I feel like some sort of like spirit working with you through art and creating pictures. So I also, I get like a colored pencil type of art.
I'm really good at stick figures.
Stick figures, okay. I really see.
I'm kind of saying that sarcastically, that I really don't have much artistic ability.
Right, okay. I feel like some sort of a creative way, okay, through art or some other means other than words or writing, but self-expression is what I feel like needs to occur, okay? And so what I'm getting about that is that to release some of this old energy and to move forward is about painting feelings on paper. Okay, so painting or colored pencils. It's about releasing these thoughts, these feelings about where you're at onto paper through art. And it's kind of a creative thing. And what I feel like that's going to do for you, it stimulates your right brain, which is going to be your creativity. It's also going to be your that part of being spiritual. Okay, I mean, we have our pineal gland, which is also that opens up our sixth chakra, our third eye. But I feel like stimulating the right brain is what needs to open up for you. You know, get the creative juices flowing. Because what I feel like that's going to do is raise your vibration to manifest and to bring things into your life of what you want and where you want to go with that. I also feel like when you're doing this, ideas are going to come to you. It's about being still. It's I just keep getting, you're going to be able to hear what you need in your life when you're being present with this creative work. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, sure. I mean, because there's got to be something that I can do to, you know, get that flowing and so forth.
Exactly.
Kind of almost a meditative state, because I've done like automatic writing. I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah. And I
so
feel you need to apply that
imagine
to art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So that's what I feel. You need to stimulate that right brain, because I feel like raising that vibration is going to help you attract what you need in life and what you want.
Wonderful.
That's the key.
Wonderful.
Is raising your vibration. So
yes.
That's you know, sitting and being quiet and allowing that to happen, man, you're going to see a lot of things coming in. But the jogging, I just keep getting you out and about, and that just is great, because that's also good to raise your vibration, get the blood flowing. So I feel like you're on your path. I just feel like there's going to be an epiphany All right, it's going to be coming to you. Like, oh my God, why didn't I do this before? This is what I need to do. And so it's automatic art. Instead of automatic writing, it's automatic art is what I feel is going to happen, or a direction to help get those. So let me tell you about what a sunflower means. And so a sunflower is going to bring joy and happiness in all of its wonder. You know, it's great for days when you feel the heaviness, responsibility, and practicalities of life have taken over. And so it just really lightens the mood. It lightens the darkest of days by bringing in rays of sunshine, you know, from the heavens. And so I feel like a sunflower, just it's going to help you get rid of that heaviness that I feel. So like if you had sunflowers around you, that's the energy that you need to attract, is about lightening up and let the creative juices flow. So I hope that makes sense to you.
No, it sure does, and it's funny because where I'm originally from, an area, the city would just, you know, empty fields, they just fill them with sunflowers.
Oh, nice.
So whenever I would drive by something like that, it was like, you know, how refreshing is that, you know, type of thing.
I know.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so I get that.
See those fields. Cool. Well, good. I hope that was some help to you and maybe a little inspirational. So I hope that was a good reading for you about what direction you need to go.
Yeah, no, I do, and I appreciate your time very much. Thank you.
All right, thank you, and I hope you continue listening, and I'll catch you another show.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, welcome to Soulflower Psychic Greetings.
Hi, thank you for having me. Thank you.
Yeah. Have you been on the show before? Have you listened in before?
No, this is actually my first time.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me. I appreciate that very much. As I had mentioned, what I would need is just your first name, or you can give me your full name. Either one it works, whatever you're comfortable with. And then when I get your name, then I'll see a flower that comes up for you, and we'll go from there.
Sure. Absolutely. My first name is James.
James?
Yes.
All right, I'm getting a daisy for you. I've got a white daisy, a yellow center, a traditional-looking daisy. I feel like this this flower is also somewhat of a young soul. It's like you've got just popping out of the ground. It's ready to take off. I've got a high vibration, a lot of energy with this. And so it also is showing me that this daisy, like the head of it, is wanting to just spin off and take flight. It feels like it's just ready to – doesn't even want to be on Earth. It just wants to fly around. It's got so much energy. I feel like creativity and a lot of creation is within this flower. And it almost feels like, too, that it's got a mission on hand. It wants to play around a little bit, but it also has to get there. It kind of feels like there's some procrastination going on about a destination that it wants to get to. Part of this is that it feels like you're trying to control the direction of this flower. And so, which I'm equating that to is just the direction you want to go in your life. So it really just kind of wants to go out and have some fun and fly around and feel that freedom and be free and just feels what it likes to not be grounded and not have responsibilities. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yes, it does. It does.
Okay. And so when I'm looking at this, I also feel like there's a little guy inside of this. It reminds me of like a small spaceship, like your traditional flying saucer type of thing. And there's this guy inside of it who's, I'm trying to make sense of this. He's the one who is on the mission, and there's this beacon that keeps going off on it as if somebody's keeping track of you, of what's going on in your life. And so there's this freedom that you're wanting, but there's also this other side that there's something about being very serious, and that there's this beacon on there that somebody needs to keep track of you. Does that make sense too? Does that correlate with what's going on?
Yes, that does actually make sense. It does.
Okay. And so when I'm looking at this flower, it's not even grounded anymore. And so I feel like you're a young soul, and I feel like you have a very strong foundation. I feel like there's been a lot of family members, there's been a lot of friends. It feels like you've had that type of a growing up or that kind of an environment when you were young. And I definitely feel like you have a lot of support behind you. I just feel like you're just ready to take off and you want to get going where you want to go on your own terms. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And so when I'm looking at this flower, I've got the white that to me is very divine and very uplifting and very light. Okay, and the center of this flower is a bright, bright yellow. And so I'm correlating that with your solar plexus so that you've got a lot of confidence about the direction that you're going also. It also feels like it just wants to explode, like in the sense of, I want to take control and I want to do it myself. And so the confidence is very high that's going on with you. So do you have a question about the direction I was going with this or anything about career, health, anything else?
How do I balance this? How am I being guided to balance the independence and the freedom also with the accountability?
Okay, let me look into that for you. Let me get your name one more time, please. It's like a boost of energy for me.
Sure. It's James.
So, let me make sense of this. Like, the image that I have is you sitting at a desk studying, books are around you, and then I see a glass of water, desk lamp. So have you been involved with studying? Or are you in school? Are you researching something?
I am in school, and I'm also really a student. I love to read and I love to research.
Okay. All right, and then also with this grounding core, do you do any kind of meditation or any kind of sitting quietly for yourself?
I do. I do meditation, and I also ground with the earth.
Okay, excellent. Okay, because I was going to say grounding is definitely going to be able to assist you in that. To bring balance, now this is a very good question, and I'm not saying that you have me stumped, but I'm trying to see what kind of information comes through for that, because my recommendation was just to certainly continue grounding and staying in the books. Because it brings you back to present, but it also feels like it's a burden for you at times, like, because you have to do this, it just kind of gets in the way of what you really want to do. So, I just feel grounding, and that could be either walking around out in the grass with your shoes off, and just sitting still, and in the grounding cord. Do you do a process in your meditation of creating a grounding cord, seeing it go into the earth, connecting to the center of the earth?
I've been practicing with meditation. I practice mindful meditation, but when I do grounding with the earth, I stand up barefooted and I just picture the cord from my feet going into the earth, and I invite the earth energy and. I try my best to get clear because I'm an intuitive too, and so sometimes I pick up stuff and I'm not always sure what's mine and what's not, so I try to
discernment. Exactly. So that's all I can say is continue doing what you're doing. That's the best thing that I feel is right for you. Do you astral travel?
I think I still do, but I used to do a lot. I used to a lot that I can remember, but I'm pretty confident that I do, but I just don't remember that I do.
I think you do a lot of work at night also.
I do, yeah. My dreams are very, very vivid, yeah.
Exactly. So that's the astral traveling. Pardon?
I'm definitely in other worlds when I'm dreaming. I feel literally like I'm in another dimension, I'm in another place. It doesn't feel like the earth.
Do you journal? Because I think journaling is another way of grounding that would help you. So if you wake up and you can remember any kind of dreams, but sometimes when you wake up, if you just kind of close your eyes and sit still a little bit and then journal to remember those dreams. Because if you're doing a lot of work out there, I feel journaling would help you a lot too. In grounding. But the astral travel, and I think that's part of that spaceship thing going on, that I was seeing earlier, that's sending you out there. So do you have a specific study that you're into or that fascinates you or interests you?
In school right now, I'm studying something I'm really not interested in. It's business related, so I'm going to switch over to something in nutrition and health. Mm-hmm. But as far as personally, you know, I'm definitely into spirituality and self-development. I've been a student of A Course in Miracles for the last 3 years now, and so I'm really into that, the metaphysical, quantum, mm-hmm. all the theories and things like that. That's me.
Yeah. So you kind of bounce between right brain and left brain a lot then, too.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes that's really difficult to keep track, and it may even just sort of leave you like you're not grounded. In a way, you know, that you are just kind of out there flying around. You know, here I am, don't know what I'm doing, but man, this is feeling good, so.
Right, I'm definitely right-brained, and then sometimes when I get into that left brain, it's so tedious, and it's so, you know, it bogs me down.
Yeah, it does, because it's a lower vibration, and when you're operating on that high vibration, and you're connecting with your higher self, or you're sensing, you know, it slows you down. You know, we love living in that high vibration because it feels better, and we're on that path of where we're supposed to go and what we're doing. It feels right for us. And then when we have to get back into that left brain and get back to studies or whatever is, you know, tedious to us, it slows us down, and it's not a very comfortable place when you're used to living in that high vibration energy. You know, so, man, you've got to go back and forth, and that's kind of hard to balance. You know, journaling is excellent to help clear the clutter out of your head, and it's also good about grounding. I would try giving that a whirl there and see what happens. I think that would be good for you.
Okay.
But I want to tell you also what a daisy means, and a daisy brings simplicity and regeneration back into your spirit. And a daisy, they ask you to take time for yourself and breathe. They will assist you in rejuvenating, recharging, and relaxing on deep levels. And allow daisies in your life when you feel your life needs a little slower pace. So that kind of resonates with you about regenerating and simplicity, and to take time for yourself.
So I think
the daisy resonated with you, and so if you want to keep that energy, you know, being around daisies would help with that vibration, because the flowers definitely have their own vibration, just like stones, and how we can connect with them that way. So I want to thank you for calling in, and if you have any other questions, you can send me an email or something like that. So thank you for calling in. I really appreciate that.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate you. Thank you.
All right. You have a good night.
You too.
Hi. Welcome to Soulflower Psychic Readings.
Hi. Brandon, I'm so happy I got through. I'm Diane.
Well, me too.
And do you want to hear it? I was so lucky. I was your very last caller last time, and you picked two flowers on one stem, and I never got to hear.
Yes, I remember.
I never got to hear the second flower, or maybe it's a whole new week, and maybe you could start from square one. Is that how you like to do it?
Well, yeah, we can see, because it's all present time energy, and so we can see what flower comes up, because it may be totally different than what it was last week. So,
Yeah, and I'll be so quiet, because I was so sad. I listened to it over and over again. I said, I wish I got to hear that second flower.
Yeah, well, I think one of them was about, didn't I mention something about alchemy?
Oh, yes, you did.
Yeah.
100%.
One was alchemy.
You're right.
Okay. What was the other flower? Do you remember that?
Purple and white.
Well, did it have more of a meaning, you know, like where I saw alchemy was going on, but did the other flower have something going on with it?
Well, I don't remember, because I don't think we got that far. That's what it was.
Okay.
We didn't.
All right. Well, all we must have been running out of time or something like that, so I apologize for that. But I'm certainly glad that you called back in, because you had a lot of energy with that flower, and for it to branch off in two different directions, it felt like, you know, there was two parts of you, you know, that you were contemplating or needed to work on. So whatever flower or flowers that come up is just that present time energy that I saw. So, well, why don't we start from the beginning then? I'll go ahead and get your name, and then let's see what comes up.
Diane.
All right, so this one is different. I have a daffodil for you. And this daffodil is telling me that you are right on your path. And this one is also telling me that what decision or whatever has gone on, it feels like it's going to last for a long time. I feel like there's a lot of time that is involved. And so when I look at this stem of this daffodil, it's very wide at the base, like you've got a lot of support going on, and then it also starts to narrow as it gets to the flower. Now, this flower is really small, so it almost feels like the foundation or the past, okay, of you is a lot greater than what this new flower is. It feels like it's a baby with giant feet. Does that make sense?
It's funny. Yeah, it's a new start is what it's saying, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it feels like it's this... You've got the big feet of an adult, to which where you can make decisions and you can handle that part, but it feels like this there's an infancy about this new decision or this new flower that you have going on. And this daffodil is all very much yellow, and it feels like it's kind of playing, it's kind of flopping around, it's enjoying being an infant or a baby of what's of what I see. And so with this, it feels like, you know how it looks like a teacup on a saucer with this daffodil?
Okay.
So I'm going to say that the saucer, it's like curling up a little bit on the edges, and then it kind of flattens back out. So it's animated is what's going on. And so it's kind of flapping in the wind is what it feels like, but I also feel like there's water or waves that are crashing up against it. So it changes into a different scenario as to where this flower is by an ocean, okay, or it's by the water, and water is pushing the saucer-like edges up. That makes sense to you? I'm trying to create a scene here for you. And so part of it feels like the flower... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm just saying I'm by water daily, so you're right. It's a lake. I'm with all the time.
Oh,
so
okay. So I guess I'm just seeing exactly where you're at then. Little remote viewing going on. So when I'm seeing this flower is that it's kind of floating, it's kind of drifting. So I almost feel like it's just kind of you're allowing it to go where it's supposed to go, that you're allowing it to be. Does that make sense? Like you don't have you're not trying to take a lot of control over it. You're just allowing it to grow and be what it's morph, what it's supposed to become. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when I look at this, it feels like there's a lot of like some grounding going on, and it also feels like you keep checking in every now and then. So what I mean by that is that whether you're sitting quietly or you're in deep thought and you keep checking on the infancy and see that it's growing all right, and that but I also feel like you're checking in on the past and wanting to make sure you don't repeat certain, whether it be mistakes or to the fact that you've done this already, you don't want to do it again. So it's a whole new creation, but you keep looking back to make sure it's a different creation than what you've had in the past.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And so is there a question that you have about that then, or is there a direction you want to go with what the flower looks like?
Well, I would love to go towards maybe, should I... my question is about relocating. I'm not sure if I want to stay in my home or if I'm better off to relocate. And I've lived here many years, so it's a big decision. I'm back and forth with it, Brandon.
Okay. Do you have a destination? Is there a certain place that you want to move to, or is it just the idea of that I need to move?
Well, no. You know, good question. I'm thinking. I live in such a. I was ready to downscale. But yet I'm puzzled on where I want to go. So you're right. I really like what I have and where I live.
Okay. All right, so let me get your name one more time. It kind of gives me a boost of energy, okay?
Diane.
So, okay, so are you in the upper Midwest, almost northeast part of the country right now? Is that?
I'm in Sunshine, California.
Oh, I was way off there, wasn't I?
Yeah, I'm total west.
Okay, because that energy is very strong for you is what I feel like is the upper Midwest and east a little bit, okay? And so I just keep getting Great Lakes area. Does that interest you at all? Is that any family history?
Well, I would not leave my area, you know, more than 20 minutes each direction because I have my family's here. I wouldn't leave my kids and mm-hmm. you know, this is my base.
Sure.
Love it, and, you know, the weather, everything. I'm just trying to wonder if I would be wiser to downscale at this time in my life or maybe wait a few years, a couple years. What would be to my best financial advice? You know, sell now or sell in a couple years? How's that?
Okay. Let me look at that.
Do you want me to say anything?
No, that's okay. So I get you need to downscale?
I'm wondering if it's, you said I should downscale, I need to? Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm being told. That's what I had. That's what I heard.
Cool.
But I'm also get like the different location is something about where it's more. Okay. What I get for you is like a high rise or something that you're up higher, you know, or maybe where it's a townhouse or a condo that's in a building where you get a lot of light and you get a lot of sunshine because I feel like the energy of it is a lot lighter. Because I feel like windows are open and the colors are very light in color and like coral and white and yellows and that type of energy.
Oh. So do you see that happening this year? Possibly. Yeah. If I do, I would do something exactly like that because, you know, I wouldn't want a house. It's big. It's, you know, I'm ready for it. That's what I would do. Boy, you made it sound so good. I just visualized such a pretty picture, Brandon. That was very soothing to hear from you. Yeah.
So I feel like the energy or the motion is going to start in November is what it feels like.
It would take mentally a year to get ready almost.
It would take up till November before you can start getting things in motion. You know, so it's like the planning part is going on, but I feel like at November is when things are actually going to materialize. Like, okay, I feel like I've found the right place I want to be at. You know, I've prepared, I've started throwing some things away, or I've been packing some things up, I've been downsizing. Now I've found the right place, and November is that time to where it's actually going to start getting into that place.
I'm loving this reading. Brandon, I really respect your ability. I'm getting
well, thank
it.
You.
I'm feeling. I resonate. You know how when you're unsure and someone says something and it either clicks or it doesn't, you just click, click, click. I love it.
Yeah.
I really love it. You're powerful. Thanks, Del.
You're welcome.
Here.
Yeah. Well, thank you for listening. Let me tell you about that daffodil, though, too. What a daffodil means, and it's a great flower. A flower to assist with healthy and productive communication between you and others, and it assists you with speaking in a loving and positive way, and a daffodil promotes confidence in speaking your truth so that others are receptive and willing to receive your message. So, have you been talking to people about this plan?
You know what? I communicate with people about just higher self. People come to me and tell me their life story, and they ask me questions. I'm pretty intuitive.
Okay.
And so I, you know, they trust my wisdom, and I can give it to them, and I love doing it. I love it. And
I agree. I do too.
Right, Fran? Don't you love people? Just love them.
Yeah, it's great to communicate on different levels, you know, rather than just having a normal conversation. But when you can bring in that intuitiveness or that higher vibration and connect with them, how it just like brightens our path even more than what we see before us.
That's it. That's exactly, oh my God. Yep. So that's a good life. It's a good thing. Because you're living your truth. And when you live your truth, and you're in, you know, everything just comes in, it falls in your lap. It does. It just comes to you because you believe it and you create it. It's that simple. I know it. You know it.
Yeah, exactly. And so when we're just living that truth and living in our bliss, and then you're able to manifest, it's called living in the flow. You know, you manifest easier. Things come to you a lot faster, and your intuitiveness is heightened also, and you're just real with yourself. And it's just that's the way we should all live, is living in the flow and being honest with ourselves and about what we want in life.
I love it, and that's everything. I have such bad static. I'm so sorry. I don't know why, but
that's okay.
I thank you for teaching that, because it's really, life is easy and simple. And I am much older than you, and I've gotten everything I've ever wanted because I really believe it. It's that easy. It's so easy, and you just never negate it.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people forget, you know, they look at the hardships and they focus on that, which brings more hardships, you know, or they complain about the bills, or they complain about that, and that's just all negative energy, and it's just bringing in more negative energy. And really, I feel that the key to success and having a good life is to be living in gratitude, you know, to just, you know, I love myself, I appreciate everything that I have in my life, or all the people that are in my life. They've helped me. They love me, and I'm just so thankful that everything that I have is exactly what I need. And just by saying stuff like that, it like raised my own vibration, you know, and brought a smile
to
my face.
It does, but Randy, it does. And you know, I'm around a lot of, I'm fortunate. You know, I'm in California, and I'm a realtor, and I sell a lot of properties. I'm in the city of Calabasas. It's a high end. And you know what? People that are successful, they're happy. They don't gossip. They don't, they find the good in everything, just what you said. And it's a natural. They don't even think about it. It's how they live. And when we, you know, you live like that, it comes to you, and it doesn't stop. And it's easy. You don't, I mean, they don't like candles. They don't do crystals. They're just good people that don't gossip and move forward and find, you know, like you said, gratitude for what goes on and what they have.
Exactly. And when we can be a mentor, or if we can be an example for somebody, you know, because if people come to us and they need some direction, you know, we're trying to raise their vibration and their level of consciousness so that they can be a better person and a better soul or spirit to live the way they're supposed to live. You know, I mean, we all are meant to live in abundance. We were created to live in abundance, and I think sometimes we just forget how to do that, just because of society and social life. You know, we need to just, and that's where meditation, I think, is. I'm not trying to preach to people or you or anything about meditation or what you should do, but boy, you really got to connect with yourself, you know, because there is that divine light within us.
Yeah, every answer is within us. We're just remembering it. We wrote the script before we got here. We're being reminded. So every question we ask is the answer is within. No, you can't answer it as much as I could, but you sure give me the power that I don't always see within myself. And then I make aware, and then I can go within and meditate on. And it feels right. It does, Brandon. And you're so young and so knowledgeable that you have such good stuff coming. It's so good. You have it now.
I love doing the readings, and I love connecting with people that way, because it just, you know, because you're really sitting in the love and the light, and that just feels so good, you know. And it's like every time I get done doing a radio show, I just sit there for a moment and just, I have this huge smile on my face, like, you know, I hope that I helped somebody tonight, and I just felt like I raised my vibration, and that it just feels like this is what I'm supposed to do. I am to be of service to others. to whether give insight, but I feel it's to raise their vibration and to raise their consciousness, which also helps me on my own path, and you know, I get I have growth within myself too on my path. And so it's great speaking with you because you get it and you practice that, and every now and then even I need somebody to raise my vibration by a conversation like we're having.
And, I'm so glad. Self-reflect. Everyone is self-reflection. It's all about self, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's something you benefit, even if it's a negative about yourself, from every single person. I get it.
Yeah,
all right, Dolly.
Yeah.
Thank you for giving me so much good stuff. Do you have anybody waiting?
No, I'm doing pretty good right now, so we're fine just chatting if you'd like to. I know that sometimes we all have blocks in our life and we're just kind of stagnant or something like that, but I really feel like there's a reason for that, and every now and then we need to back up and look at our sync loop, you know, and look at what has happened from, you know, 10 years ago and all of the actions that's gone to lead up to where we're at now. But there's a lesson in that whole loop of what's going on as to why we are where we are right now. And then we can also make decisions based on that sync loop that we've had. So it's just good to connect
with
somebody.
When someone says you're exactly where you're supposed to be at any given moment, that's
mm-hmm.
exactly what you just said. So
right.
We have choices, and that choice brought us to exactly to that situation. And from it, you have to, you know, flow. It's like water. It's fluid.
Mm-hmm.
You take it and you experience it, whether it's bad or good. You feel it. You don't block it, or you're just going to bang, bang, bang. You won't pass it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and sometimes I try to take too much control over a situation, or I try to force something, and I think that's one of my lessons in life that I'm having to work out on is it's like I'm a double Aries, and that's very difficult to work through on some things, because I'm like, I want it now, or you need to get out of my way because I'm going to get it and I already have a plan, but it's also can be a problem because sometimes I just need to step back, breathe, and allow it to happen because it's supposed to happen, and it's to trust and believe that whatever comes through is meant for me. So
exactly, and you get it over with. If it's bad, it comes and goes. If you
right.
accept it. And if it's good, it's, you know, oh boy. But when I say bad, it's just something we have to experience. Nothing's really bad. It's
right.
an experience.
It's a Mm-hmm.
It's a lesson. I like that. It's
experience.
I call it Earth. I call it Earth school, because
yes.
once you know we learn every moment of everything is a sign and a lesson from the, you know, from the moment we wake up, and if you live in that moment, you have it all incorporated, and the answers are right in front of us. But we're always thinking of where we're going and where we've been.
Right.
And sometimes we miss those signs.
I agree.
To live in the moment. That's so powerful.
Yep. A person needs to be present and just pay attention to the signs and who's around you and what's around you, and to find the joy in it. You know, because if you're present, you're able to receive more. But if you're forcing a direction, or if you're trying to make this happen, you're not seeing the big picture and you're not seeing what's around you, and you can miss out on a lot of things.
Yeah, I love that. So true. So gratitude and joy and present moment are really the three advices that are how to live really a creative life and a bountiful life.
Mm-hmm.
It works. Joy is the key. To feel joy raises your serotonin. You're healthy.
Right.
It's just breathe. And what else is, you know, they teach in yoga, breathing is so important, deep breath, because it puts you in alignment and you sit appropriate
right.
or stand appropriate, and your soul is feeling the moment. I just
mm-hmm.
sat up because I love, you know, everything is self-reflect. We're talking to ourselves, right?
Yes, we are. Yeah.
I love that.
Well, that's great. That's good. Well, have you followed me on Blog Talk?
I have listened to, I think, only your last two shows, and I think they're just great. You're new. You're new on it, right? You haven't had a
chance. Yeah, my first time was December 10th, so just 2 months is all.
Your timing's good. I hope everyone tunes in, because really and truly, Brandon, aren't you enjoying it? I hope people are standing in line the more you do it.
It's been a great journey so far. I'm going to continue doing it. I love to do the show, and it's just something I look forward to every week. And in the beginning, it's just I get those intuitive juices flowing, and it just feels like by the end of the show, I'm so wide open to receive and to communicate that I need to do more. And then I feel so bad if I can't get to everybody because, you know, I just want to be of service to them. I want to send a message.
Love it. Let me ask you, no one's on the phone. Let me ask you a question if you can.
Sure.
A gentleman just contacted me. I knew him all the way through school, from elementary all the way up. We just reconnected in December, and then he and I didn't speak because we had a little tiff, sort of. He sent me a text. It was supposed to be for another girl, and I didn't like it. So he contacted me again, and I'm interested. Do you think there's a future with this guy? His name's Sheldon. Do you feel like there's more?
So I felt like playing games is what I got, because the image was he was like throwing a frisbee to you. Okay, so it's like the frisbee is symbolic, is what I get about energy, but it's a game to him. And so are you willing to throw the frisbee back? Is what how I interpret this.
You know, that's what I felt like he's being right. I like that. So, I mean, I don't like it. I like that. I got it right.
Right.
Yeah, so he'd be entertainment if I wanted to. Right.
Yes. Exactly. Entertainment. That's a good word for it.
That's good to know. But life is fun. Entertainment's fun. He's fun.
Yeah.
So that's a choice.
And that may just, you know, be something to bring that joy into your life, you know, without a real connection. And I don't mean that you can't connect with him, but as far as being tied to him or something. Or that,
right, he's not
you
middle.
Know. Yeah, there's exactly.
Most men I pick seem to have that quality. So it's probably, I like my independence too. And that's the position at this stage of my life that I'm, you know, I'm into. So that's self-reflection again. I'm loving that. That's
right.
Powerful.
You're seeing yourself in another person. And a lot of that is just bringing that joy and happiness and being present and just living freely, you know, with a smile on your face.
And that is so how I live. And I so thank God. I get the program. I do.
That's just great.
So easy. So, and last time you told me that the stem was short, which means I wasn't an old soul. And I thought, oh, boy, interesting, because I always thought, I know so much,
uh-huh.
I feel like I do, that I thought that would place me as an old soul, but I just got it quick is what it is. First school, I graduated faster than others.
That makes a lot of sense. Did I say that stem looked like the broccoli stem, like it was really thick? There,
yeah,
that
thick and
makes
short,
sense.
Broccoli.
So... not necessarily an old soul, but it's so full of that knowledge and information that you're holding. And then the colors of it were very intuitive and silver lining and angelic. And then there was also, I felt something about archangels too around you.
Oh my gosh, you did. You said that. You said, and you know what? I know I do. I just know that because I've hung around with some heavy duty people and, you know, in the present, and I was told that. You know, that are very...
Yeah.
And so they said, boy, you have so much protection. I said, what do you think? You know, and then I've heard it, and then when I hear it again, it makes me happy. I don't know why that's a lot.
Because I remember seeing a silver lining around the flower petals, and that was the archangel energy that carried around you. That's what I remember.
You know, it's does that mean I'm very, is that why I'm so lucky? I'm just protected. Thank God. It's
yeah.
Protection.
And it's a really high vibration energy. You know, it looks silver, but if you were to look closely, it would be, you know, billions of atoms just shaking violently because of the vibration. So it appears silver, but it's a high vibration that is around you.
You know, it makes, you know, Brandon, it's true, and I have so much energy. People used to think I did drugs when I was young.
Yeah.
I said, no, sorry. But it's just, you know, I can't, it's like you can't help it. When it's there, energy is power, and it keeps you going, and it's, you have to channel it positively, because negatively you can pull it in, too.
Yes.
I know that.
I agree.
That, right?
Yeah.
Either way.
Yep.
So
exactly.
You get it back the way. You get it negative, boom, it'll come back to you, and that's, you know, you're... And the opposite, the more you give, it comes back tenfold either way. So I love
absolutely.
That.
Yep.
And hopefully
well, why don't,
people are learning. What?
I was going to say, well, why don't you shoot me an email sometime? And I don't know if you are able to do that through Blog Talk, or you can send me an email, you know, to stay connected with me, and I can add you into my list of contacts. And you know, stay in touch, and I'll be on Blog Talk again next week. But
I will definitely call again, and I love that, and you're wonderful, and many blessings. So, thank you.
All right, blessings to you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye bye. All right, well, I want to thank everyone who had called in and who had listened. It's going to wrap it up this evening for Soulflower Psychic Readings. I just want to thank you for listening and taking the time out of your evening to be a part of this journey. This is a passion of mine. I love to work intuitively and to help people be of service, and this is just very important to continue this work. If you want to reach out to me, visit my website at www.innerhealing.biz. That's INNERHEALING.biz. innerhealing.biz, and you can shoot me an email. You can look at other products and services that we have, and I'd love to do a session for anybody, do a 30-minute or a one-hour session, and we've got a lot of products on our website, too, about chakra balancing and crystal therapy, and I've also got some products about the flower of life and about manifesting things using crystal grids, too. So I want to thank you once again for joining me, and I hope that you are with me again next week. And so I want to say that to this end, may your flowers bloom forever bright, and that you all live in love and light. Thank you.